Hey guys, I'm Jackie Brubaker, host of the Love You Even More podcast. I'm an author, speaker, two-time Emmy Award winner, and entrepreneur. I'm a Jackie of all trades and a master of some. Each week, I bring on people from all walks of life to talk to them about their inspiring stories in the fields of self-development, relationships, business, and how you can love yourself even more. For more about me and the podcast, visit us at loveyouevenmore.com. Hey guys, and welcome to the Love You Even More podcast. I'm Jackie. I'm going to do a solo episode today. Today, I really wanted to talk about self-worth and what that means and how to have it and maybe what's keeping you from having self-worth. Now, self-worth is like a really big topic. So I want to kind of keep this simple and short and give you some really good tools to just actually find a way to like up your self-worth if you feel like maybe it's been lacking. First of all, what is self-worth? Let's just talk about it. Self-worth is truly when we say the word worthy, when we say I am worthy of something. I want you to think about what that means to you. What do you instantly think when I say, I am so worthy? When you say, I am so worthy, do you feel worthy? Even if there's nothing after the worthy, I am so worthy of dot, dot, dot. See where it resonates in your body. Is it in your heart? Does it feel good? Yes, I am worthy. Does it resonate in your gut of, oh gosh, I don't know if I do. Does it go into your brain? Does it suddenly, do you start analyzing like, well, what does that mean? Like, I don't know, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Like, do you feel confused? Find out where it's resonating in your body, first of all, because our bodies are everything. Our bodies tell us exactly what's going on, what needs to be worked on, what hasn't been worked on, what is screaming to be worked on. And self-worth might be one of those things for you. If you are someone who says, I am so worthy, and you feel it strongly in your heart, and you feel that, yeah, I am worthy, and you don't even need to know what comes after that, then I'm so, so glad. So maybe this will just be like a nice reassuring episode for you. But if you don't feel that way, I want to really dig into where that might be coming from. So always again, from childhood, but really worth comes from how do I feel about myself and what have I been told about myself from other people that I have loved or do love? Have you had people in your life, did your family, your parents, your siblings tell you that you were something, but you felt that, no, that's not true, but you heard it enough to believe it probably is true because they, quote, love you? Did you grow up in something like that? Did you go to a school, even high school, a college, a sorority, a fraternity that really made you believe your worth is built upon achievement, is built upon status, money? Does your worth lie within your appearance? Well, I'm worthy because I'm beautiful. Everybody thinks I'm beautiful, but maybe not so smart. Or maybe everybody thinks I'm really smart, but like no one thinks I'm pretty, right? A lot of people, I mean, seriously, myself included, it's flip-flops day to day, get hung up on appearance, on their appearance and what their worth is valued because of their appearance. So I want you to really think about what all of this is. And this is a lot like coming at you. It's kind of a short, to the point kind of episode. But I really want you to think about like, what has she said right now that feels like, oh yeah, when you said that, something came up. And I would like you to, when you are not driving or running or running errands and you are sitting down calmly, try to make a list, even on your phone. It doesn't have to be like pen and paper. Although there are major, you know, studies that show when you write out something, it's very effective on the brain in either learning or retaining. Anyway, and also like figuring things out when you write stuff out. That's why students usually, the teachers are like, no, we still use pens and pencils, you know, in this class. I've had teachers do that. I'm like, what? This is crazy. But it's because you actually use a different part of your brain. So if you can, write this out. And I want you to go through, where do I feel unworthy in my body? Where do I feel worthy in my body? Is my worth connected to my status? Is my worth connected to my parents? Is my worth connected to my financial status as well? Financial status versus maybe family status or career status or status in your community, you know, different types of status, but like, you know, figure out what that means to you. Do I feel worthy of love? You know, do people love me? Do I love people? Do I feel that I am lovable? A lot of people who have grown up with trauma and toxic people for sure do not feel lovable because they were asking for the bare minimum from the people that were supposed to love them. And those people couldn't even give them that. So they truly believe that they're unlovable. Maybe that's you. It's a lot of people, a lot of us. Now, when you've done some digging and you have made some lists, I want you to look over those lists and I want you to really say out loud each one, I am not worthy, put in the not, of love. I am not worthy of being successful. You know, start say it and just see how that feels. Does it even feel true? Because sometimes our minds have an idea of what's true and our bodies have a totally different idea. And our bodies might be like, oh, no. Like, I am definitely worthy of love. I am definitely worthy of success. I might be scared of it, but I know that I'm worthy of it. Maybe you still don't feel worthy. So when we're trying to generate self-worth, it's really important to start looking at these parts of us to see which ones are like on fire, like help stop the bleeding versus parts that are not as, you know, urgent that can, you know, come not first. And starting with the ones that are actually like bleeding and need to like be put out, you know, really start looking at that stuff to be like, where did this originate from? What is my part in continuing this story? If it's an old story, most likely it is. Most of the time we don't feel worthy from something that has been ingrained in us for a very long time. Again, it just always really goes back to childhood. It could even go back to your 20s. You know, that's why I brought up like college. A lot of stuff is still happening. Our brains are still developing. We're still basically like big kids in college. So, you know, we really don't become like adults until like 30. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. We're like getting closer by 25, but you know, it's like 30 is like, okay, like maybe now like we can have some like major responsibility, but your 20s are a wash. Anyway, and I like people in their 20s a lot. This is not against people in your 20s. I actually love talking to people in their 20s and mentoring and all of that stuff. Just being friends. I've got friends in my 20s because I'm just a big kid. But really looking at where is this coming from? Is it still true? Sometimes it's just not true anymore. Sometimes if you really ask yourself, and by asking yourself, I mean like asking your inner child, your inner teenager, your inner college kid. So you are afraid of success. Why? Well, because I'm afraid that if I'm successful, my parents are going to be really mad at me. Okay, why would they be mad at you? Because I don't know. Okay. What have you been doing to make sure your parents aren't mad at you? I've been staying small. Okay. What makes you want to stay small? I just want to be loved by them. And are you afraid that if you shine bright, they won't love you anymore? Yes. And what is the cost of shining bright and quote, maybe having your parents not love you anymore? Well, then I lose my parents. Okay, this is a real conversation that I literally just had in my head, not about my parents, but like a real conversation that you could be having with yourself. Now, I don't want it to like go down the bad, scary path. I want it to go towards, well, I need to shine bright because it's my life. It's my survival. I need to take care of me. In order to take care of me, I need to keep going towards what will make me happy, not people-pleasing my life away. A lot of people are people-pleasing their life away because their self-worth is so low from other people telling them that they can't be something or that they can't shine as bright as they need to. And this is literally, people are losing decades or their whole lives just trying to make other people feel better. And if that's you, what would it look like if you could do that for yourself? What if you could people please yourself, right? If you could be like, what do I need the most? And what if I just didn't give a shit what other people think? I really want to talk about when people are like, who cares what other people think? Don't care what other people think. That is so much easier said than done. And it's really easy for some people who really don't care about what other people think to say it. People pleasers who have low self-worth really care what other people think because they really want to be liked. And if this is you, seriously, listen up. The only way that you're going to get to a place of actually not caring what other people think is that you'll literally be forced into a corner, and it will someday, if it hasn't already, it will hit you and you'll be like, oh my God, where did my life go? What about me? What is my purpose? Who's been asking that some questions? What is my purpose? Maybe you've been losing your purpose because you've been trying to people please and take care of everybody else except yourself. And your life is just going away. I know it's heavy. This is a heavy episode. I didn't know I was going to get this deep, but that is really what's going on. That is where, when you really dig into it, you need to think about, what do you need and how can I go about getting it? And maybe that looks different for every single person. Of course it will. And maybe what one person wants is very different than somebody else. But really, the wake up of, I can't continue to live my life for other people or my job or my boss. Unless you love your job and that's your dream and like you're happy, like please go for it. But if you're like, wow, none of this is what I would have chosen for myself, then it's really, really time to look at your self-worth and be like, why didn't you choose it? Or why did you choose it? And why haven't you just left and done something else? Fear. Yeah, fear is a really motivating factor to stay. But the thing about fear is that our reptilian brain, our like fight or flight brain, our nervous system will keep you safe. But the problem with it is that it doesn't understand that being safe will eventually destroy itself. Like your life could change in a blink of an eye because, I don't know, the status quo just decided to change and you had no control over it. So your little safety, your little bubble that you've been functioning in that maybe you don't like can just radically come to an end, and then you're going to be like flailing trying to figure it out. I think a lot of us have actually dealt with this in the last 4 years since the pandemic. So instead, rather take the control back, take the power back, and go do what you need to do for yourself. And truly, like, let people say what they're going to say. You know, if you have really negative parents who have an opinion about everything, or a sister or a brother or cousins, or, you know, the family does this, the family doesn't do what you want to do, whatever it is, whatever it looks like, you know, it could even look like, you know, maybe you come from like a really well-to-do sort of family and you're like, yeah, but I just really want to go work with like orphans somewhere in a third world country. You know, that's what I really want to do. I don't really care about all this material stuff. I just want to go help people. And none of, you know, it's like, do whatever feels right to you. Because I freaking tell you this, the more you run away from what is meant for you and you know it, even if you don't know it, somewhere deep down, you do know the first little inklings of like, well, you know, it would be really great if I could just like, I don't know, have like more time to read all day, which sounds lovely, right? Like, how do you make that happen? Well, I guess if I didn't have a job that I worked like, you know, 70 hours a week at, that'd be easy. Okay. Do you like your job? No. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm really tired. Okay. So maybe it's time to like do some like spring cleaning here. Like let's start like moving stuff around, seeing like what kind of new picture we can create. When you start doing that, you start giving yourself back your power and your self-worth starts going up and up and up. And that fear will always be there because again, it wants to keep you safe. It wants to keep you in a bubble, but you've got to press back on it. You've got to push back on that fear and you've got to like move through it and prove to it, prove to yourself really that you need more, that you deserve more and that you are worthy of more. So the two words I really want you to remember from today's episode are worthy and deserve. And also, you know, I can hear someone, just one person, maybe not, say, well, I don't want to say I deserve. I mean, who am I to deserve anything? I have humility. No girl or guy, whatever. Like, it's not about being, you know, anything ugly. It's about you deserve to have the life that you came here to live. You deserve to be loved and treated fairly and be in a good spot so that you can actually enjoy your time while you're here because it goes by so fast. And anyone who has woken up 4 years later after the pandemic to think, whoa, it's been 4 years, knows that. And that's all of us. So when you are doing your list, figuring out where worthy lives in your body, figuring out which words and places in your life worthy feels good or does not feel good, really start to dig into what that means for you. And then start to dig into what might I be able to start rearranging in my life. And it doesn't have to be huge, like I'm going to quit my job and move to France. I mean, don't we all want to do that? I do. But it means small steps. It means I'm going to cut my hair. My hair's been long forever. I'm going to cut my hair. I've always wanted to do it. I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to learn how to work with it. Okay, this is really simple, but it's transformative, right? Hair is a big thing. It's a big thing. Small things. I'm going to start dressing better. I'm going to start dressing like somebody I like on TV or in the movies or something like that because I've always wanted to try it. Start experimenting and getting yourself out of your comfort zone. And your self-worth will tell you where it lives and where it doesn't. It's going to make you really uncomfortable. And then you're going to start feeling comfortable. And then you're going to start feeling your self-worth go up because you did it for you. Not because anyone told you to. Well, I mean, I'm kind of telling you to, but like it's your choice. It's always your choice. You have free will. But you'll start growing that self-worth in a very natural, real way, not because of anything artificial. Like this is truly your journey of what it looks like. That's why I'm just telling you, like, figure out where it lives in your body, figure out what it means to you and where it's lacking in your life, and then start addressing those areas. So I really hope that this helps. I'm really excited to hear back from you guys. Feel free to email me or DM me on Instagram. You know where I'm at. And let me know how it's going for you. But I really, really send this with all the love in the world. Self-worth is a daily thing. It's a constant thing. You know, the more you add to it, the bigger your self-worth account gets. And yeah, sometimes, you know, shit happens and it gets knocked down a bit, but you can add it back up and you can row it back. And it really does come to you from doing the work on yourself by yourself. No one is going to be like, you're the best thing ever. I mean, it feels good in the moment, but that's not really going to grow your self-worth. Got it? All right. I'll see you guys next time.